Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you for hanging around with me. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead with our new friend, Hillary Mendelson. Hillary is the founder and president of The Purple Book and president of Poetic Licensing, LLC. And she is, I guess you could say she's like a professional shopper. She's going to help us with our shopping. Hillary, welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be here.
Are you a professional shopper, Hillary?
You know, I guess I'm as close to it as it comes.
Well, now, see, that almost seems like redundant. I mean, you're a lady. And, I mean, aren't ladies professional shoppers? My wife is.
That's what I was saying. I think we all are professional shoppers. I hope, you know, some of us just do it more often than others. And I think that's the definition.
You do it for a living, though, right? Isn't that
exactly
how it works?
Right.
And my wife doesn't. She does, you know, if money's not coming in, it's going out. So I think that may be the difference. Okay, I want to read something here that you said about the theme of the show today. You said, if you do not want your gift to be returned or re-gifted, avoid fruitcakes.
You know, I know they can become utilitarian objects and double as a doorstop. But
No. Yeah, I'm not going to let you malign my fruitcakes, Hillary. Well, I love fruitcakes.
And you know what? Then I think that someone should give you a fruitcake, but you shouldn't get too many of them.
I love fruitcakes. I don't know why everybody's always dissing fruitcakes. But,
you know, it's one of those funny things that gets a bad name. But
there are plenty
of gifts out there that really show that the person giving them really didn't think about you very much. And I think that's the point.
This is where I, once again, Hillary, I proved my wackiness and my out of syncness with the rest of the world. And is that I'm the guy who, if you give me a fruitcake, I'll be happy. But okay, let's talk about the rest of the world. What is the rest of the world interested in?
You know, I think when it comes to particularly giving gifts with coworkers, and I think there's a great etiquette to stick with. You want to stay in line with giving a gift that's going to be used during the course of a business day.
Co-workers?
Yeah, with people that you're working with.
Am I supposed to give presents to co-workers?
Everybody's looking at you in the studio now.
That's right. They're not going to get anything from me. What are you talking about? but if you were to do that.
Yes.
What should we get them?
Well, you know, that's the thing. Give them something. You can get creative giving things that they're going to use during the course of a business day. And great places to do things like that are places like Office Depot, where you walk through the aisles, you'd be so surprised the great things you can find. Because I know that if you spent 5 extra minutes thinking about the people that you work with, and you'd come up with real personality types. There's, you know, the doodler in the office, and that person's always scribbling on something. And, you know, a great blank journal and a handful of colored gel pens, you know, tied up in a bow is not going
to
break the
bank. That's the key to my heart. That's how you get to my heart, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Some colored markers. That does it every time. That's the only thing better than a fruitcake.
Okay. Well, we got to you fast. That's good. All right. So now someone's going to get you a fruitcake, and someone's going to give you a doodle kit this year.
There you go.
And there's also great ways to include everybody else. If you work with a team and you all have to get a present for, you know, your boss, there are great gift-giving things that you can do collectively, like a Bluetooth headset. And these days, Bluetooth headsets, depending on what state you live in,
are the folks, when you see people walking around looking like Lieutenant O'Hara on Star Trek, with this thing growing out of their ear, that's a Bluetooth, right?
Hillary? It's a great cover if you want to talk to yourself. Nobody will think you're crazy.
Well, now see, that's a good point, because I talk to myself all the time.
So,
And so I put the Bluetooth in, I can get away with it. Now, it doesn't work because I haven't figured out how to make it work. But that way, it's a cover. You're exactly right.
And it's a great way to stay connected, you know, with your boss. And it's a thoughtful gift that everybody can chip in. You know, for $50, everybody, you know, if there's five people, everybody can chip in $10. And you're not the brown nose of the group because you were the only one that got the gift.
Can I make a point about the Bluetooth?
Yes.
Folks, when you're talking to other people and you're obviously not on the phone, when you're in a meeting, when you're at dinner, for heaven's sake, take the Bluetooth off of your ear.
Yeah, the flashing blue light isn't.
Doesn't that annoy? Isn't that rude? Isn't that awfully rude to go to lunch with somebody?
I think there's a whole other etiquette to that.
There is. I mean, well, it's real easy. It's just take it off. Just put it in your pocket. But I was at a restaurant one time, and there were 5, 8 or 10 people having dinner across from me, and this one guy sat there in the middle of them with this blue light flashing, and I just wanted to go over and, you know, knock it off his head or something. It was so annoying. Anyway, go. All right,
but
so go ahead.
You know, there's little things
I will tell you, they're handy as a pocket on a shirt.
They are, and when you need them, it's going to be the law in many states because you're not going to be able to hold your cell phone driving.
But if you're getting off an airplane and you've got your hands full, and you're trying to connect with your folks, or as you say, in an automobile, it's really good.
Yep, and you know, speaking of traveling, there are these great 4A leather luggage tags, and for $9.99, that's a really great kind of stocking stuffer.
Now that's a good little gift to give somebody.
It is,
where you're not trying to be romantic, you're not trying to be. You know, you're not trying to over-impress them. It didn't cost a lot of money. It's just a thoughtful gift, isn't it?
And what I recommend is that you go the extra mile, fill it out, and attach it to their attaché case or their carry-on luggage, because you know you're going to be the one having to call that thing down when they lose it.
Exactly. And you know, I might spend $10 on somebody. That's it, though.
Exactly. And that's a really nice little thoughtful gift. And there's a passport case that is $9.99 as well. So if you've got an international traveler, that's a great little thing to give. It's a handsome gift. And sometimes you want to think about doing different things for men and women. For men, you know, more conservative colors is the rule.
Wait a minute. Are there pink things?
There are pink things and red things.
Sometimes, Hillary, I like to feel pretty.
You do?
Yes.
Well, everybody hear this.
I mean, I have a couple of pink things. Sometimes I just like to feel pretty.
I can't blame you.
Hold on to that thought. Hillary, what's your website, please?
You can log on to thepurplebook.com.
Thepurplebook.com. We'll take a quick break. Hillary Mendelson is our guest. She and I will be right back. We got a lot more shopping to do right after these messages. Stay with us.
And you had enough. You still gotta try.
It's hard to believe that a man of your humility and quiet demeanor could have that long a career in radio.
Sunshine came softly.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can find the show and all the things we do here. The Brain Trust members, our newsletter, you can subscribe to it there. Comes every week by email on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Our blog is there. We update it every weekday. There are thousands of articles, thousands of archives, which you can podcast, by the way, including the interviews we're doing right now. And sometime in an hour or so after we go off the air, you can go find these and podcast them. And, of course, you can listen to them live right now. We are simulcasting on the Internet as at the same time that we're broadcasting over North America on the radio. So check all that out. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base also, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. Hillary Mendelson is our guest, and she is the founder and president of The Purple Book. What is The Purple Book?
The Purple Book is the definitive guide to exceptional online shopping.
Ah. So Cyber Monday was a big deal for you, right?
Oh, you know, Cyber Holidays is a big deal for me.
How did we do Cyber Monday?
Cyber Monday actually exceeded expectations this year. And they're usually pretty good about pinpointing, but they said 22% increase, and it ended up being a 29% increase.
People are getting better at that, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, whether you research, a lot of people research online and then purchase in store, particularly for, you know, higher-end, high-tech items, and they figure out the best place to find, you know, a particular item. And one of the things that I actually have on my gift list this year that I'm giving out is these fantastic digital photo frames. These
Ooh.
Are amazing gifts.
How do those work?
They actually, Ativa makes them, and the ones that you can pick up at Office Depot actually have the biggest screen of any of them out there. So I love these things. And what you do is you preload them with a USB drive with all mm-hmm. kinds of pictures, up to 149 pictures. And these pictures scroll over and over and over again.
So you put your pictures in a USB drive.
It loads right into the picture frame.
Okay, and then the picture frame drives the... It has the program that rotates these inside the
exactly.
picture frame.
Exactly. Uh huh. And
so I get my USB drive back.
Yeah. Well, no. The it's a cord that connects from the US from your computer into the picture frame.
Oh. Okay.
Or from your camera into the picture frame.
Ah.
And so.
But once you load it in there, you can unplug, right? Because the picture frame holds the pictures.
Exactly.
Okay.
And
all right.
This is a great thing to give. You know. A boss, and this is another great
group. How about Granny?
Or Granny. And
how about Pops?
Nice thing about this is it's technology, but if you preload it, you've personalized it, and you can update it for them, so they don't need to know anything about how to use it.
Well, I see Granny will sit there and look at it and wonder how it's working.
Yeah, in amazement, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's that's a gift you can give to anybody, not
exactly.
just a worker.
It is,
co-worker.
And for under $100, it's such a personal special gift.
I gotta get me one of those.
I really love those.
Get me my fruitcake, you can get me one of those things.
That's your next in line, huh?
That's exactly right. I like that idea. I knew about those things, but I never had really slowed down long enough to really understand what they were.
Yeah, they are fantastic gifts.
How big can they get?
There's two sizes, and the nice thing is about these. This particular brand, the Ativa, is that, like I said, the screen itself is much bigger than the ordinary digital photo
right.
frame. So you actually have much more room there
mm-hmm.
on them. And,
so is it like a battery? Is it battery operated or is it electric?
It plugs in.
Okay, I got you. All right.
Yeah. I love these. This is one of my favorite things to give. And it's also a great way to personalize things because this time of year, it's all about the thought. You know, it really is the thought that counts. And even if you're really on a tight budget, a couple of years ago, I gave these great mesh pencil cup holders that you can find, and
mm-hmm.
then I filled them up with lifesavers, and I gave them to my team, and I said, you know, I couldn't do this without you. You guys are all lifesavers.
So you gave them lifesavers for Christmas?
Yeah.
You big spender.
I gave peppermint ones.
You big spender.
You know what, though? Sometimes you're on a tight budget, and you just want to recognize somebody for, you know, saying thank you, and that's a great way to do it without breaking the bank.
I got you. No chocolate, though, right?
I try to stay away because I would be dipping in.
Oh, I got you. I got you. You know what's really come down in the prices, just dropped like a stone these days, are flat screen monitors.
It is, and I can tell you, Office Depot did a great study. It's the number one thing on everybody's list.
Well, you know, this is on my own here. If you want to spend a little bit more money on somebody, find out what kind of a monitor they have. You know, a lot of people are still trudging around with 15-inch monitors.
Yeah.
You can get a 19-inch monitor for what they cost, a couple hundred bucks now?
Yeah, and then, you know, it goes from there to the plasma televisions. Everybody wants flat everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, they want the big flat on the wall, and they want the smaller flat.
Plasma and LCD are two. I have both. I have some plasma TVs, and I have LCD TVs. They're both good.
But there's a great thing to do if you know somebody wants something like that. You can give a gift card, and you can say to them, personalize that gift card and say, I know I can't, you know, buy the whole thing, but maybe this will get you started.
Maybe this
will get you closer there. And so, that's a really nice way to personalize a gift card. And there are these little teddy bears called Teddy Be Caring. They're $3.99. They hold the gift card, and
right.
all the proceeds go to Toys for Tots.
Hey, I like that idea.
That's
I'm glad you came up with a giving back idea before you left.
Absolutely.
Hey, Hillary, I've enjoyed having you here. Good job today.
It's been great talking to you.
Give us that website again.
You can log on to thepurplebook.com or officedepot.com for the products
right.
we talked about.
Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
Happy holidays to you.
Same to you. Happy shopping.
See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Don Lambro. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.